From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama says it's time to turn the page and communicate directly with the Cuban government and the Cuban people. Obama met with Cuban President Raul Castro on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama today. It's the first substantive meeting between the leaders of the two countries in 50 years. Earlier, Castro, speaking through an interpreter, said Obama is not to blame for past U.S. aggression against Cuba.
I have told this to several heads of state and government that I see around this table now. I have told them in private meetings that I have had with them in my country. I have told them that, in my opinion, President Obama is an honest man.
And Obama says stronger relations will help the entire area.
I think if we can build on this spirit of mutual respect and candidness, that over time we will see not just a transformation in the relationship between our two countries, but a positive impact throughout the hemisphere and the world.
Castro says he's ready to discuss sensitive issues, including freedom of the press and human rights, with patience. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is expected to announce her bid for the Democratic nomination for president tomorrow via social media. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the announcement allows Clinton to start the official campaign effort.
This announcement surprises approximately no one. But by announcing, Hillary Clinton is allowed to get her campaign operation up and running. Up until now, she's had some advisors, and they've been volunteers. They haven't been able to actively be involved in her campaign. By launching a campaign, she's actually allowed to campaign.
NPR's Tamara Keith reporting it will be Clinton's second run for the presidency. California regulators are detailing plans to cut urban water use by a quarter. This in response to the government's mandate to deal with the state's historic drought. Now, Molly Peterson of member station KPCC reports cities themselves are weighing in.
A sliding scale of restrictions would force the thirstiest cities like Beverly Hills to make 35% cuts or face penalties of up to $10,000. Densely populated East Los Angeles and water-efficient Santa Cruz would cut consumption just 10% because their use is already low. Regulators say they're targeting lawns and gardens. Landscape watering represents more than half of what cities use. Some urban areas may seek to get more credit and lighter cuts for conservation measures already in place. LA set outdoor watering rules during the last drought in 2008, and the Department of Water and Power says Angelenos deserve credit for using less water since then. The statewide drought restrictions could take effect next month. For NPR News, I'm Molly Peterson in Los Angeles.
A Boston police officer shot in the face last month while conducting a vehicle stop has been released from the hospital, but officials say Officer John Moynihan faces a challenging recovery. This is NPR News. Hundreds of mourners gathered in light rain and high temperatures in South Carolina today for the funeral of Walter Scott. He's the man shot and killed as he ran away from a white police officer. Members of the state's congressional delegation say his death is an opportunity for change. Republican Senator Tim Scott says it's an opportunity to promote the use of body cameras on police around the country. The officer who shot Scott has been charged with murder. Thousands of Eastern Orthodox Christians filled Jerusalem's Church of the Holy Sepulchre today for the annual Holy Fire Ceremony, that ahead of their Easter celebrations tomorrow. As NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem, candles are lit in the church and then transported to worshipers in other cities and countries.
Bells rang out in the packed church as people passed flames from what's called the Holy Fire from candle to candle. During the ceremony, Eastern Orthodox priests carry unlit candles into a small room traditionally believed to be the place Jesus was buried. They come out with candles blazing, claiming a miraculous light. Candles lit at the church are flown to countries like Greece, Serbia, and Russia. They're also driven the few miles to Bethlehem for the many Palestinian Christians who don't have Israeli permits to attend worship services in Jerusalem. The Holy Fire ritual dates back more than 1,000 years. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
An 18th-century document is heading for the auction block. It's the arrest warrant for Revolutionary War hero Ethan Allen and other leaders of the Green Mountain Boys. It'll go up for auction next week. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.